Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right, and it's a Just Jen episode. Happy fall, y'all. I just wanted to say that so badly. I wanted to just be able to say that. Happy fall, y'all. It's fall. It's my favorite season of the year because why? Because my birthday is in the fall. School starts in the fall. The air gets crisp and clean. Well, not here in Charlotte because I don't really feel like we have a fall. Maybe our fall is like December, but usually it's October. September, October is the fall. The leaves start changing. Oh, I just love it. Fall is like my favorite season of the year. I'm just so happy you're here with me today. So I decided that I was going to do a happy fall, y'all. Podcast today, a micro episode, 10 minutes. You know how I love to do that. But I'm all about dating in the fall and why it's important that you get out there and you start dating. And I have some great date ideas, great dating ideas or what to do on a date in the fall. And I feel like the fall, everyone's like, oh, the summer's the best time to date. You can get out on the water and you can do like sports and water sports and water skiing. Guess what? Here's the truth of that. Like the truth of the matter, if you're going on a first date, nobody wants to wear a bathing suit on a first date. I do not want to wear, who wants to wear a bathing suit on the first date unless you look like the girls from, what's that, Bachelor in Paradise? Or you're like, you know, I'm not fat shaming, skinny shaming. You're all beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Some women are fine. I am not fine wearing a bathing suit. On the first date, on the second date, I don't want to. Okay, I'm going on a date. I don't want to. I like the fall, cozy sweaters. You get to wear, pull out your yummy warm sweaters and you get to like wear your cute hiking boots or whatever. I love the fall. It's the best time to date. So here are some fall dating ideas that I came up with. I actually made one of those funky carousels, which are my favorite things to do. So if you follow me on Instagram, I'm obsessed with Canva graphics, obsessed with them. And for whatever reason, this is so weird, you guys. Listen to me carefully. I have like 100,000 people, not lying to you. I have people that look at my stuff all the time, like that are like inside my insights, 100,000 impressions this month, which means that people, over 100,000 people have looked at my Instagram feed. Not even going to lie to you right now. Only 2,000 of those people, like 2,000 of them this month actually like were people like, you know, liked or commented or whatever on my feed. 100,000 people don't follow me, but they're actually looking at my stuff. So if 100,000 people actually clicked on something or liked or followed me, I would be like crazy. It would be crazy how many people followed me. But you know what? If you're voyeurs and you just want to look, that's fine. Just want to look, but maybe you want to just comment and say, cool graphic. Or maybe you want to comment and say, hey, Jen, or what's up? But 100,000 people this month, 100,000. Oh, who cares? I'm going to get over it. I'm over it. Let's talk about dating. Let's talk about the favorite dates that I have because I love the fall and these are things that I'm going to do with my boyfriend. He doesn't know yet, but we have done them before. One of my favorite things to do in the fall, get ready, is to go to a cider mill. Excuse me. Now, you know, we don't have a cider mill here in Charlotte. Like we do, but they're not really real. In Detroit, the Franklin Cider Mill, giving you a shout out. The Franklin Cider Mill is the all-time best cider mill. It's like from 19, I don't even know what. So long ago, this favorite apple cider donuts. Apple cider and pumpkins, and you go on like the hayride and the whole thing. Best date ever. Go to the apple orchard, pick apples, okay? Pick apples, get your favorite kind of apple, maybe get some other stuff and get the donuts and spend the day at the apple orchard. You know, it's always like a far drive to go. You have to drive far away to go because like they need all the land to, you know, grow the apples, right? So go far away, spend some time. This is a person that you maybe have been on a couple dates with because I don't know if you want to go far away with a person that you don't really know. You know, after I'm sure you all listen to Jan Barefoot, my private investigator. She was on my podcast. I don't know if she's actually coming up or if you've already heard her. You don't want to get in a car and go far away. No, you don't. Anywho, so that's that. So Apple Orchard, and that I think is a great idea. Apple Orchard, apple picking, and pumpkin patch. That's a great date. How about this one? How about picking out Halloween costumes? How about if you go to the like Halloween Express, those big stores that only come around once a year, and you pick out matching Halloween costumes, or you just pick out your own Halloween costumes, or you just go look at Halloween costumes. So fun for a date. I think it's a great date. And then you can segue into this one. What about going to a haunted house? How fun is that date? Okay, like a haunted forest. There was this haunted forest I went to when I was in high school called Bloomer Forest. Do you remember that, guys? Bloomer Park. I actually peed in my pants. Not going to lie. I'm just being very open and honest here today. I pissed myself. I'm not going to lie. It was the best. We had so much fun. Haunted houses are like either really good or they're really bad. So I think that's a great date to see if someone can handle themselves in a pressure, full pressure situation when those clowns are coming after you with those chainsaws. Is that a great date? How do you guys feel about that? I think that's a great date, a haunted house. Okay, what about this one? Making fall treats. Like you get all your fall stuff together. You make like caramel apples. You make apple pies. You make, let me think, like those little, what are those marshmallows that you dip in different colored sprinkles and funky stuff and whatever. And then you like eat it all. Or what about like hot chocolate, different ciders and hot chocolate? Oh my God. This is the best podcast. I love those ideas. I just thought they're great ideas. Okay, I love that one. Making fall treats and fall, like cooking together. And then whoever cooks cleans and whoever cleans doesn't cook. I don't know, whatever, it's fine. Not my favorite idea, but I think that other people will like this idea. Going on a hike. Yuck. I'm not a hiker. You know, I don't like it outside. It's fine, whatever. But like getting a thermos of like hot chocolate or hot cider, going for a walk in the park maybe, sitting on a park bench and chilling out in the clean, brisk fall air. Oh, just love it. But if you're going to go on a hike, look at the foliage, look at the beautiful trees. Maybe you take a book about like fall plants or fall animals. I don't know. You'll fall for each other while you're out there. Get it? Fall for each other. I'm sorry. That was just funny. Okay. So we have the apple orchard. We have the pumpkin patch. Making fall treats. How about this one? How about B for D, which is breakfast for dinner, B for D, and like a movie marathon of like fall or Halloween or scary movies or romantic movies like When Harry Met Sally, set in the fall, you know, in the front where the leaves. B for D, breakfast for dinner. And then you get in bed, windows open, and tons and tons and tons of pillows, you know, and pillows and like yummy, warm, comfy. Oh, I just love it. Makes me so happy. I love the fall. Windows open, air coming in, cold outside, warm in your covers and snuggling. I think that's a great date night if you've been with someone for a while. You know, you want to do that on the first date because that's a little creepy. Just saying. Okay, so we have the hike, pumpkin patch, Halloween costumes, apple orchard, making some fall treats, movie night, B for D. What else did we say? I think that's a lot. I think I gave you a lot of really good ideas. You could also go like in a corn maze. I'm not a fan of corn mazes. I think they're creepy and where they reminded me of Children of the Corn with Malachi. How scary was that movie, Children of the Corn? You could go see that. You could wear, oh God, that's so scary. Anywho, corn mazes, another fun fall thing. Hay rides, we said that. I just think that fall is like the best season of all time. You only have four to choose from, but fall is my favorite. And so this episode is going to be going out on my birthday weekend, which is October 12th. Say happy birthday to me, please. Maybe you want to follow me for my birthday. That'd be a great birthday present. I'm just saying. All you 100,000 people looking at my stuff and not following it. What in the actual? That is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Anywho, it's my birthday. So I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but you can guess I'm under 50. I'm under 50. That's all I'm saying. So happy birthday to me. Happy fall to you. Go fall in love with someone. Have an awesome day. Go make a list. Get out your pen and I'll list them out for you too, but they're going to be in my show notes of all the fall fabulous things you could do for dates. Dating in the fall. It's my favorite season. Everybody, have a great day. I'm under 10 minutes. That's what I like to do. Peace, love, and so much truth. Happy fall, y'all. Have a great day. Bye, guys. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening. And see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.